How important was confidence to you when you first started practicing?
We appreciated, we did need confidence. I think John George Wright was the best person. He would teach us things like that. He would say, "Now, if you're quite sure, then stand your ground, because the other person may have more experience or be older than you. If you're quite sure you're right, then stand up for yourself. If you're not sure, then I can't remember what his advice was, but it would have been to the effect of consider the matter."
How useful was that kind of advice?
It was very useful because it sort of gave you something to hold on to. Well, when you first go into, you've got 5 years of learning behind you. You may need to use any of that 5 years any day, and it's a hell of a lot to depend on.
Could you talk a little bit about what he brought to the profession?
Asepsis. Before that, well, you washed things, but you didn't fuss too much. But with him, you had to boil everything and sterilize it. And if you put it down in the wrong place, you didn't use it again. You were very, very careful. John George Wright, yes. Very good with students, but not fully appreciative of the fact that sometimes he was a bit too academic for them. But if you tried, he was very patient. If you were making an incision and not making it in quite the right place and not being as quick as you could and as neat as you could, then you'd get a blast. But if you were trying, even if you were cack-handed, he'd be patient with you. You know, if you couldn't do any better, he'd show you how to sort of work around your infirmities. It's a little bit better, Miss Branker, to hold the instrument this way and then leave you to do it. He wouldn't seize it from you and say, "This is how you should do it." He'd take you kindly through it, as long as you were obviously doing the best you could. He was a very good teacher.